Donald Trump's call for imported oil tariffs draws support from Stripper Well Association. By Nick Gilbertson on February 1, 2025. The National Stripper Well Association, NSWE, which represents low-volume oil and natural gas well owners across the country, sent President Donald Trump a letter this week in support of his calls for tariffs on imported oil. Breitbart News obtained a copy of the letter on Saturday. When Trump is set to impose a 25% tariff on Mexican and Canadian goods imported into the United States and a 10% tariff on Chinese goods. "You have demonstrated great courage and foresight by calling for tariffs on imported oil. We fully support you," wrote NSWA Chairman Patrick Montalban in the letter signed by seven other NSWA Executive Committee members or board members. The group lauded Trump for his desire to protect American producers. "You have made clear your desire to protect domestic producers, millions of royalty owners, and the tens of thousands of workers we employ. We appreciate and value that position," the letter reads. "In the past, and to some degree currently, foreign oil producers, particularly Canadian and OPEC producers, have dumped oil in the U.S. market, greatly damaging our member companies and the energy security of America," it continues. NSWA noted in its Wednesday letter that it represents the owners of the vast majority of domestic oil and natural gas wells. Founded in 1934, NSWA is the only national association solely representing the interests of the owners of 80% of the oil and natural gas wells and 15% of the oil and gas production in America. These low-volume stripper wells, located in 32 states across America, represent a vast and reliable strategic petroleum reserve for America's energy future. They generate thousands of jobs constituting the economic backbone of rural America, the letter stated. On Friday, Trump said, "No," when a reporter asked if there is anything China, Canada, and Mexico can do tonight to forestall your implementation of tariffs tomorrow. "No, nothing. Not right now, no," he said. "Not a negotiating tool?" she followed up. "No, it's not. It's pure economic. We have big deficits with, as you know, with all three of them," he said, going on to say the United States is running about a $200 billion deficit with Canada. When asked if Saturday's expected tariffs would include Canadian crude oil, Trump said, "I'm probably going to reduce the tariff a little bit on that. We think we're going to bring it down to 10% on the oil, so it's 25% on the Canada side," he said. Speaking more generally, Trump said he believes there will be additional oil and gas tariffs on February 18, though he did not provide details on which countries they would affect.